What do you think about other meditation techniques? And is it possible to practice an other meditation technique at the same time as transcendental meditation, especially if that other meditation technique is in connection with a religion?
What we teach is something to be done 15-20 minutes morning and evening. Regarding other things, we have no opinion. We leave a man to do what he wants to do. We just teach transcendental meditation, give the knowledge of this pure creative intelligence. What he should do, what he should not do, he will decide in his own level of consciousness. Nothing, neither we advise on religion, nor diets, nor anything, do's and don'ts, we don't talk about. Simply, innocently, teach the practice, give the knowledge pertaining to the practice, satisfy all the doubts and questions regarding understanding, and then leave the man to be with his tradition, with his culture, with his way of life, with everything that he wants to do. Just 15 minutes morning and evening. He can practice hundreds of meditations, we don't mind. As long as he does these 15 minutes, 20 minutes morning and evening, he'll enjoy, begin to enjoy everything that he will do, either meditation or no meditation or whatever. Whatever he will do in life, he will begin to enjoy more, because everything will become more meaningful. Just we concern ourselves with this practical aspect of the science. It's simple, very natural. One of the strengths of the world plan is this innocence of our movement. We never go into any other area except transcendental meditation, that's all.